Yikes, Martina Navratilova fires back after Megan Rapinoe says she wants trans athletes in women's sports. By Dylan Gwynn on July 11, 2023. Tennis great Martina Navratilova is no fan of U.S. women's national team. U.S. and star Megan Rapinoe's desire to bring male athletes into women's sports. In an interview with Time, Rapinoe was asked for her thoughts on trans athletes in women's sports. The outspoken leftist railed against the movement to block males from competing in girls' and women's sports, claiming that the efforts amounted to an attempt to legislate away people's full humanity. Rapinoe followed up that claim by saying she would be accepting of a male athlete on the U.S. women's team. Navratilova, an outspoken opponent of trans inclusion in women's sports, had a direct yet brief response to Rapinoe. Yikes, she wrote. Rapinoe, who has been every bit as outspoken on the opposite side of the debate, was among 40 athletes who signed on to a letter opposing the Protection of Girls and Women in Sports Act in April. In her interview with Time, Rapinoe scoffed at the interest that lawmakers are now taking in women's sports. It's particularly frustrating when women's sports is weaponized, Rapinoe told the magazine. Oh, now we care about fairness? Now we care about women's sports? That's total bulls. And show me all the trans people who are nefariously taking advantage of being trans in sports. It's just not happening. When asked about accepting a trans player on the U.S. women's team, Rapinoe was all about it. Absolutely, she said. You are taking a real woman's place. That's the part of the argument that's still extremely transphobic. I see trans women as real women. What you're saying automatically in the argument, you're sort of telling on yourself already, is you don't believe these people are women. Therefore, they're taking the other spot. I don't feel that way. The timing of Rapinoe's exuberant support of trans athletes, especially those who would hypothetically join the U.S. and, is highly suspect. Over the weekend, the two-time World Cup winner announced that 2023 would be her final season and her final World Cup. Her retirement from the sport means that she would, in all likelihood, never find herself in the position of having a man take her spot on the roster. This year's World Cup starts in only 10 days, and the roster is set. So, Rapinoe is in no danger of being bumped from the team for a man. Her embrace of the radical trans movement, instead, means that she would welcome a man to come in and take another woman's position at a later date. A rather cowardly stance that few, if any, in the mainstream media have picked up on. Rapinoe and the rest of the U.S. out will begin their quest for another World Cup on July 20 in Australia.